couple of times on David. I appreciate him being willing to roll with the punches. But 303 will be the invitation song. If you will, be turning over to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. We'll start reading in verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. The other day I was riding around on the buggy checking on something, and I was a long ways from the house, and I came upon a skunk in the middle of the trail I was on. And it was going to be a big hassle to turn around and go somewhere, some way different. So I decided I would throw some rocks at it, try to get it to move. So I threw two or three big rocks down there, and it turned around and snarled at me. And it finally moseyed on off far enough that I could get on by. And so when I got up to where the skunk had been, I was slapped in the face with the most horrible skunk smell you ever smelled. Just the full brunt of the skunk spray. I didn't know it had sprayed, but obviously it did. So that hit me right in the face, and I just plowed on through it. And it's hard to get that out of your system. But I've never been sprayed directly by a skunk, directly on me. I've had hunting dogs sprayed and had to deal with that. I've had dogs in the yard, guard dogs that killed them and got sprayed, and I had to deal with cleaning them up. But I've never been sprayed directly. I'm sure that there's probably some in here that have. My dad tells me that back then it was common for people to, when he was a kid, to catch skunks and make pets out of them. Which he had done, and he had been sprayed by skunks. So anyway, if you've done that, I'm sorry. but how do we compare this to our spiritual lives? I got to thinking about, before I obeyed the gospel, I pretty much smelled like a skunk spiritually. Really bad. And, you know, I thought about Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin are death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So the good news of the gospel is that salvation has been made available to all men, and we don't have to go around smelling like skunks. So what I want us to think about is, if you have been saved, if you've been redeemed through the blood of Jesus, I want you to think about two things. First, obviously you no longer smell like a skunk spiritually. Second of all, knowing that, we should be extremely excited about that, because you know how hard it is to get that smell off of you. We had something on us that we couldn't do anything about. Only Jesus could take that off of us. And he's done that. So that should make us so excited that we can't wait to tell people about it. All right. On the flip side, if you have not obeyed the gospel, or if you have fallen back into sin, I want you to think about a couple of things. One is, you smell like a skunk again, spiritually. The second thing is, I want you to think about this psalm that we just read. and how humble David was. This was believed to be after Nathan came and visited him after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Look at the humility of David and the penitent heart that David had. And he says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." So the idea is, snow is very white. It's pure. You've seen snow. When we get a big snow, how white and pretty and clean it is. Our sins make us unclean. But Jesus is able to save us through his blood and make us as white as snow. And that's why I chose this song, number 303, "Whiter Than Snow." So pay attention to the words that are in this song. Even the first line, "Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole." The only way we can be perfectly whole is to be humble and obedient to God's word. If you need to obey the gospel or to repent of sins of a public nature, please come forward as we stand and sing.